State Senator from the first, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Madam President. I have an amendment.
Send your amendment forward. Has it been distributed?
It has been distributed.
Are you asking?
I ask for a waiver of the reading, and I move for its adoption.
Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived. Senator, would you care to explain your amendment?
Thank you, Madam President. What this amendment does, and it's a bill that actually was heard this session in the Transportation Committee, and what it does, it would bring into effect in the state of Missouri the regulations that would allow the Department of Transportation to use certain national standards as far as establishing the timings and length of yellow lights at intersections across the state. And this is a nationally recognized engineering standard, and it's set forth in the Manual of Uniform Traffic Control Devices. And again, this would give this authority to the Department of Transportation. I'd be happy to entertain any questions, Madam President. If not, I renew my motion.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator, just for one moment, I am reminded that we need to have your permission to have the ladies at the dais amend your correct your amendment so that it is drawn to the Senate substitute as opposed to the Senate committee substitute. I believe the one that you brought forward was drawn to the Senate committee substitute, and we need to have it drawn to the Senate substitute.
That was the senator from 13th's fault, but yes.
If you would request unanimous consent to draw the amendment to the Senate substitute, that would
President,
be in order.
I would request unanimous consent to have this amendment drawn to the Senate substitute.
Hearing no objection, the amendment will be drawn to the Senate substitute. Now we're back on the motion of the senator from the first. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize to close.
I close.
Senator from the first has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 4 to Senate Substitute for House Bill 430. All those of the opinion that that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. Senator
Madam
from
President,
the first, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Madam President. I have an amendment.
Send it forward. Has it been distributed?
It has, and I'd ask for a waiver of the reading.
Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived.
And I move for its adoption.
Senator, would you care to explain your amendment?
Thank you, Madam President. What this amendment would do is simply further codify in state statute the definition of moving violation in regards to how the state, counties, and municipalities actually identify a moving violation in their local ordinances and in state statutes. I'd be happy to entertain any questions.
Senator, would you please move for unanimous consent to draw this amendment also to the Senate substitute as a technical correction?
Yes, and so moved.
Hearing no objection, the amendment will be drawn to the Senate substitute. Senator from the 5th has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 5 to Senate Substitute for House Bill Number 430. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Saline, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
You wouldn't be banning red light cameras.
Senator, what purpose do you seek recognition?
Inquire the senator from the first.
Senator from the first, do you yield?
I do.
He yields. Proceed.
Senator, you wouldn't be eliminating red light cameras, would you?
No, Senator, I wouldn't. What I'm doing is just so for the benefit of municipalities, counties, and for that matter, in state law, there seems to be some kind of confusion as far as what the term moving violation means. So what I'm doing is further clarifying moving violation.
Senator, what I will do is if the body puts this on, and as long as the body is aware that this basically outlaws red light cameras.
Well, I would ask this question, Senator. How does further clarifying what a moving violation, how would that outlaw red light cameras?
Well, as you know, most municipalities are not charging points for red light camera violations, and this would require them to do so, in my humble opinion. I just want the body to know.
I don't agree that this would. The next amendment that I'm going to offer would do that. This one will not.
Well, I'm going to humbly ask the body to vote against it, and if it goes on, I will do my best, but don't guarantee that I will.
Okay. And I want to, and I appreciate that, Senator. What this actually does is it would entail, first of all, that as the will of this General Assembly when the statute was written, we identified what a moving violation is, and the will of this body was when you had dangerous drivers out there that points would be assessed for a certain type of driving habits. So if you're running red lights, which is a moving violation, you would have 2 points assessed to your driving against your driver's license. And then if you had in the course of 18 months, I think it's how many points before you lose your license? 12?
I don't remember.
Well, whatever it is.
Whatever it is.
The intent of the legislature was to get dangerous drivers off the road. All these amendments would do is would say to these municipalities, we would like the will of the state legislature to be enforced by your local ordinances. And I this just further clarifies the idea
which
of...
Which number is this? 03?
I'm sorry. Yeah, this is 06.
06.
Yeah.
Well, Senator, I'm going to oppose your amendment. I will live by the body. I just want to be everybody to know what we're voting on.
Well, I appreciate that, Senator, and I appreciate over the years that I've tried to do away with, tried to offer an amendment that outlaws red light cameras. You've opposed it every time, but I'm not outlawing red light cameras. What I'm doing is asking that local municipalities would fulfill the intent of the General Assembly in what we how we actually define a moving violation, and honor our intent in getting dangerous drivers off the road. What they're doing currently is they're not getting dangerous drivers off the road because they're not. I've actually heard of individuals that have gotten dozens of these red light cameras. One individual got over 100 tickets for running red lights, and never had any consequence as far as besides the $100 ticket. Still driving on our roads. How are we making our roads safer if we're letting these dangerous drivers continue their dangerous habits? That was rhetorical.
I understand, Senator.
Okay. All right.
I will remain opposed, and I will do my best, but not guarantee that I will support that in conference. How's that?
You'll do your best at what?
That's double speak for saying. Good luck.
Yeah, right.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from St. Francis, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire, Senator from the First.
Senator from the First, do you yield?
I do.
Are you out of your mind? That's rhetorical, never mind. No, I just, on this this bill here, I supported your amendment to try to get rid of red light cameras here. My question is, does this make it to where municipalities cannot reduce a moving violation to, say, a loud muffler or something?
You mean if they go through the process of getting an attorney and
yes.
And no, that doesn't it doesn't stop them from doing that.
Okay, because I've had several bad mufflers
right.
in my
no,
time.
What it does is it stops them from writing a local ordinance, that redefines a moving violation to a parking ticket, right?
And that's
what they're doing currently.
But you could.
You could still.
Now, so you get an attorney and do this to your red light violation too?
I'm sorry?
Could you do that and get an attorney and do this to your red light violation if they consider that a moving and that suddenly it's not a red light violation, it's a bad muffler?
No. There's no points applied for violating a red light when a camera takes the picture. There's no points assessed.
And this, one of your future amendments won't do that? Sign points?
It will.
Okay. Thank you.
Not this one, though.
Not this
one.
The senator from the 10th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire of the senator from Saline.
Senator from Saline, do you yield?
I yield.
He yields. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I kept getting pulled in and out of the floor, and I missed part of your inquiry with the senator from the 1st. I wanted to make sure that your understanding of the amendment that's pending right now is that while it doesn't outright ban red light cameras, the practical result will be that municipalities will no longer be able to utilize theirs because it does assign points to the ticket. Is that correct?
It would allow, it would require points to be applied for moving violations and would not allow municipalities to write ordinances otherwise.
Okay. And I appreciate that explanation, Senator. I actually have never really been a huge fan of these, but I do think this is sort of a local control issue, and I hate to mess with this on a state level. As a lawyer, however, I think that maybe we have an amendment here that might create a full employment act for lawyers.
Because now
all of those red light tickets that will be written, I can be retained to help get those reduced to
loud muffler.
Bum muffler. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I just wanted to make sure that that was your reading of it. That's what I've heard from my local folks, and so I appreciate you pointing that out to the body. Thank you, Senator.
Does any of the senators desire to be heard on the pending amendment? Senator from Cape, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Madam President, can I inquire the senator from the first?
Senator from the first, do you yield?
I do.
He yields. Proceed.
Thank you for yielding, Senator. I appreciate it. One of your amendments already went on the bill, correct?
That's correct.
And which one was that?
.02S.
.02S. So that talks about the AMBER protocols and the interval time of a yellow light.
That's correct.
And where that can sit. Interesting enough that one of these red light camera people lost a class action lawsuit in Cincinnati a couple of years ago because they kept ratcheting down the yellow. You know, all of a sudden a yellow used to be a big pause, then all of a sudden it went red light, green light, no yellow light.
Right.
And all of a sudden all these tickets and made a lot of money there. So that one has already gone on. I appreciate that. And we have talked about that in the past as well.
I mean, I would hope that all of our colleagues would agree, and maybe that's why the senator from Saline didn't get up,
right,
that to have this standard and let MoDOT be in charge of it, at least
yeah,
we can address the concern that
right,
where they do have some of these red
right,
light cameras being used in municipalities,
well, and
that these companies aren't manipulating the length of the yellow
right,
lights.
And for the interest of the body, wherever these are located, where MoDOT has right-of-way, MoDOT already requires this.
Correct.
So
correct.
You're now just going to take the same regulations that MoDOT has done on its right-of-ways and where municipalities set it up on non-MoDOT right-of-way roads, then they'll have to follow the same AMBER protocol. So
correct.
I think that's very good. And where we're at now is your amendment that's a little bit thicker on .06S.
Correct.
Now, I want to, and I appreciate the position where the senator from Saline is at in all of this, but I want everyone to realize what's really going on here. Because these cities have passed ordinances that basically say if a camera takes a picture of you running a red light, it's treated as a parking ticket. But if a police officer sees you run a red light, it's treated as a moving violation.
That's correct.
And the reason that they've done this is they're cash cows. And they can say whatever they want for safety. They can say whatever they want on these statistics or anything else. If it was truly safety they were interested in, then they would write them and treat them in their ordinances just like they do if a police officer sees you run these red lights. You would have points assessed against your license. You would have your due process in a court. You would have a summons that would move forward there. But these ordinances aren't written that way. And that's, I think, the contradiction. That's the issue that you want to hit at. And I see the point. Basically, if a cop sees me run a red light, it's a pointable moving violation. Now, yeah, I can go hire an attorney unless you do it in Cape County. I want everyone to know this right now. Morley Swingle does not amend tickets. Red lights, speeding, or anything else. Only county I've found in all of Cape County. But Cape County's prosecutor, he made his wife go to court and pay a speeding ticket. Guy's a zealot. So don't speed through Cape because there's nothing you're going to do to get that amended. But in other municipalities, what's commonly known is paying double the fine and the court costs. You get it amended by the prosecutor to a non-moving violation, excessive noise, all of those things that have been talked about, and then you don't have points assessed against your license. Commonly done for speeding tickets and commonly done for right-of-way issues, not yielding the right-of-way, running a red light, running a stop light. What has happened is that these cities have already done that. And they've already basically said, hey, this isn't a moving violation. Just pay it like a parking ticket, and you don't have to worry about it. Plus, they've also been able to leverage different technology, so they don't have to take the actual picture of the operator of the car. All right? Here's why I support your amendment. And I think it's something that this body can address and think about. When we charge somebody with not operating a vehicle correctly, that is the operator of the vehicle's fault, not the owner of the vehicle's fault.
Right.
And what these ordinances do is they don't, many of them, do not chase the driver, punish the driver, follow the driver, try to change through the criminal justice system and punishment the activities of the driver. They go to the owner. And then the owner either rats out his or her spouse, child, friend, or whatnot, or the owner gets stuck with having to pay for that.
Right.
And to me, that's wrong. If running red lights is bad, and we're not interested in finding out who drove the vehicle that ran the red light, we're only interested in punishing the owner of the vehicle that ran the red light, that seems to be a perversion of the criminal justice system to me.
And Senator, I think it's even worse than that. I think it's not the idea of punishing the owner by extracting their property, okay, through this local ordinance. It's about like you said earlier, it's a cash cow. It's about collecting the money. That's what it's about. I mean, these municipalities and these companies that they contract with know that when the ticket comes in the mail, that over 90% of the people, probably a higher number than that, high 90s, are going to write out the check and send the money in.
Pay the stupid tax.
Yeah, right. They're going to just send it in. All right? And I'll tell you what, I would let my colleagues know on the Senate floor, there's not too many industries that have 13 lobbyists hired in this building.
Yeah.
All right? Right. There's an army of lobbyists that work for this industry, and that tells you it's all about the money.
Right.
Okay? It's not about safety. It's about the money.
Right.
And I can tell you, the people that are running red lights and getting tickets from a camera, okay, they are not suffering any consequences that really...
For the bad behavior.
For the
bad
behavior.
I mean, they're paying $100.
They're paying $100.
Right.
But the idea was to get dangerous drivers off the road. These things are not getting dangerous drivers off the road.
Right. And we've already worked with the senator from the 3rd and the senator from Buchanan to crack down on the Board of Healing Arts with physicians that may have been doing stuff just today. And I think I'm willing to look. Listen, I don't like these red light cameras at all. But if we're going to punish the running of red lights, then we're going to punish it the same whether or not a police officer sees you do it,
exactly,
or a camera sees you do it. So the question that I would have for the members of the body is just simply this. Is it right or wrong to run a red light? And if it is wrong to run a red light, then if you are proven to run that by a camera that is then reviewed by a police officer and a ticket is issued you in the mail, should that not be treated exactly the same as if a police officer pulls you over and says, hey, I just saw you with my own eyes run that light. Here's your ticket. That's the question that we have. Now, my feeling is the reason that many of the municipalities have not written their ordinances to treat the very same violation of a red light, the same camera versus police officer seeing it is, they think the public will be outraged if all of a sudden they have a pointable offense, they could lose their driving privileges right. because of all these cameras. Well, that's okay with me, because that's the check and balance on government. You know, and if really these municipalities end up having an overwhelming swell of the public that says, listen, we ain't standing for this anymore. Get rid of those things. As we have seen in some jurisdictions.
Jefferson County.
Jefferson County, the right. first county to implement these, has now pulled back from them. Mm-hmm. Or weren't implemented, but talked about it, that were out there. So, you know, that's a good check and balance. But right now, what I think, it is a perversion that these cities have crafted it in a way where people are just, oh, gosh, I got a parking ticket. Oh, they know it's not changing behavior. They know it's not influencing any of that. And I'll do you one further. What you don't address, which is, I think, is the greatest perversion of our criminal justice system as well as our law enforcement is, we allow a contingency fee arrangement with these providers of cameras. The more tickets they write, the more money they make. Now, how many people in this chamber would say, you know what, we want to hire all of our police officers by how many people they pull over? So they're no longer on salary, but if you pull over 8 people a day, you meet your quota. Anything above 8, we give you a $20 bonus. How many people would say, you know what, that makes sense to me. That's a great way to pay for our police officers in this state. How many people would like to take it even to another extreme? How many people would like to say those little tasers that cops get? Well, we're going to pay the taser manufacturer a contingency every time we use one. How many people would like to pay a contingency on how many times we use mace? So the police officers, because we as the city can't afford these red light cameras and you will bankrupt us. Well, could the cities not say the same thing about tasers? Could the cities not say the same thing about mace? Could the cities not say the same thing about anything within our law enforcement arsenal that's out there? So I don't want to belabor the senator's bill, and I'm not trying to do this. I think it's worthy to have a vote in an honest up and down discussion of what's going on here. And I just wanted to say I support your amendment for that reason. If it's wrong to run a red light, you got to treat everyone the same how they got caught running that red light, whether a cop saw you or whether a camera caught you. Thanks. And I think that's what your amendment does.
Thank you, Senator.
Thanks.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the pending amendment? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized. Close.
I close.